this growing number of automobile and growing up people who are killed or maimed with automobiles, should be something should be done. My idea was that control of automobile should be done by the road, not by the automobile. Automobile should receive the information and profit from the equipment which is installed. And it means it's up to the driver. He wants this information or not, but he always will be available. When if you have the equipment only on automobile, then you cannot enforce this thing. It will be disassembly law. Yeah. Government can order, but nobody is listening to this. And we had this truck here built. It's, I think it's some traces here now, but very little left. Then we demonstrate complete automatic automobile. If you want to know that, we have the replete.
Well, tell them about the cables.
Well, the system was very simple. You put the loop periodically and about the distance between the approximate size of the automobile. And the loop is connected with the outside controls. And when the automobile roll over the loop, it changed the impedance of the loop, so that produced the signal. And this signal it both going back to automobile who produced this thing, and therefore control the speed or indicating where you are. And at the same time, give the information for these traffic lights and counting automobile and so on and so forth. But the idea is that it is in the road itself, and a very cheap installation in the road. I mean, it's just loop and the wire installed. And therefore, if you don't want to use it and government can force you to use it, still you get advantage of this thing if you have this system or don't have that.
Don't you where you are.
Yeah.